Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Scrappy says, I can go. I can start. We can get the show rolling here. And so we will. Welcome into it, everybody. Gwen and Chris. On San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3, The Fan, Crisello, Matt Scraby. There we are, or there I am. Scraby, dressed as a microphone. Oh, there he is. And we have come here on the YouTube channel. For the very few of you out there that might be left that still don't know, you can actually watch the show now on YouTube. You just go there, you dial in Gwen and Chris, or 97.3 The Fan, and
97.3 The Fan is the search term.
Okay. Gwen and Chris won't get you to our show? I think it will.
A roundabout way?
Oh, a little more roundabout way.
Yeah, that? Because okay. If you type in 97.3 The Fan, it will bring you to our account.
It'll go right there.
Yeah.
All right. So you can watch the show every day, thanks to our friends at YouTube there. And, of course, you can listen as you're driving around or... you know, if that's just the way you'd like to do it, right here on 97.3 The Fan. We're here till 5 o'clock today, and then things get interesting. It'll be the Padres Roundtable, commercial-free hour of nothing but Padre talk with Ben Higgins, Stephen Woods, Braden Surprenant, Paul Reindl, and batting cleanup Chris Ello, Matt Scraby in absentia today. From the round table.
I missed it. I really
you did.
You did. I've been having fun this year.
But I'm going to clue you into a couple of things we talked about today because I thought they were really interesting. And, you know, so this will be, you know, you hear a lot of this talk if you listen to the round table later, but it's stuff that I can't wait for you to hear. So I want to get into that here at the beginning of the show. Couple of items came up during the round table that got me thinking, Scraby. And I think it's fair that we, as Padre fans, take a moment to think about it. So I will let you in on that here shortly. NBA Finals last night, Game 3. The greatest team in NBA history is now down 2-1 in the series. I would love to see where all of the geniuses who told us that Oklahoma City just cannot be beaten. Greatest defensive team anybody's ever seen, except for they gave up a 40-point second quarter last night and got basically shredded in the fourth quarter as Indiana came back to win the game. Oklahoma City still may be the champs when it's all said and done. There's a long way to go in the series, but there is nothing they can do, in my mind, for me to put this Oklahoma City team on a par with the Warriors and the Bulls and the Lakers and the Celtics and teams that truly are great teams. I don't see that. We'll talk more about NBA Finals Game 3. Take a look ahead to tonight's Stanley Cup Game 4. And also, The U.S. Open Golf Championship is underway, and a San Diego State athlete is atop the leaderboard, but it is not the one you would think, right?
Not Xander Schauffele.
Right. If I told you, right, if somebody said, hey, there's an Aztec leading the U.S. Open, you'd say, oh, good day for Xander. No. Well, actually, I take it back now. He's not leading. J.J. Spaun is the guy I'm talking about. He's in the clubhouse with the lead at 4 under par, but he has been passed now by the Korean Sungjae Im.
Ooh, he's playing good golf lately.
He has been. He's at 5 under. So Im is through 11 holes. He's got the lead right now. Spaun, leader in the clubhouse, fired a brilliant 66 today on a course that is basically next to impossible at the Oakmont Country Club in Oakmont, Pennsylvania. So we'll keep you up to date on the U.S. Open Golf. There's a couple of funny names up on the leaderboard. Here's one. Brooks Koepka is there, a couple of shots off the lead. And the fun part about the U.S. Open to me today, Scraby, a bunch of really good golfers did really, really bad. And you can find them down at the bottom of the leaderboard. So we'll get into the U.S. Open as well. And then one more thing this hour. Coming up at 2:30, don't miss this, coming up at 2:30, bottom of the hour today, I'm going to tell you the only two things that matter for this San Diego Padre baseball team moving forward. There's only two things that truly matter, and I will tell you what they are at the bottom of the hour.
Hmm.
All right. And also, one last thing. Sorry. SDFC, you soccer fans.
Yes.
Today is our soccer day. Kendra de St. Alban.
I will. Yeah, I have the.
Yes.
I have the phonetic pronunciation.
Double check that one. It's a tough one.
I asked for it.
Kendra de St. Alban, analyst. Well, that's what I'm going with. You tell me differently later. She's an analyst for MLS Season Pass. She'll be on in the 3 o'clock hour to talk soccer. We also, at some point during the show, will give you a chance to win a couple of tickets to see Padre baseball on June 22nd against the Royals. How are you? Before I get to a couple of the items that are kind of left over in my mind from the roundtable today.
I am doing great.
You're better? You're okay?
Oh, yeah, everything is fine. Okay. I just can't, like, leave the dogs for 11 hours.
Yes, that's why you were not on the roundtable today. You had dog duty.
My sister...
I hope Lucky and company appreciated you giving up, you know, some of your time to be with them this morning.
Oh, I would have much rather been at the roundtable. They were driving me insane this morning. They do this thing where they all...
The dogs being a little crazy for you.
Yeah, Lucky does this thing where he comes up to me and just sits next to me, and then he... and just whines until I look at him, and then he'll stop. And then
had he just watched the Padre Dodger series?
Yes, he did.
Perhaps that's why he was whining.
He also saw Twitter, and he was like, "Dad, why is everybody being so mean to you on Twitter?"
You know, I had a big discussion with my wife Lori about this last night, and I told her that I told you, you have got to start giving your opinions, having conviction in your opinions, backing up your opinions, which I think you do. And then after that, let the chips fall where they may.
Oh.
You need to start doing that because you are kind of, you know, I mean, you're early in your sports talk radio career.
Yes.
Comparatively speaking.
Yes.
And you just got to get past worrying about what every one of these...
It's not so much about...
Every one of these listeners think and write in the chat. No, they don't agree with you. I think it gets to you sometimes.
Maybe a little bit.
Okay, maybe. But here's the thing. You, nor I, nor Tony, nor anybody else on this station, or anywhere else for that matter, we are not here to only please the listeners.
Yeah.
We sometimes are here to please them and say things that they want to hear and make them smile and make them laugh. But other times we are here to point out things that might be a little either A, uncomfortable, or B, things that they don't agree with.
I agree.
That's what we're here to do.
I agree.
So when they don't agree with you, deal with it.
I definitely put my opinion out there, and I stand by it, and I still stand by it. I don't have any problems with putting opinions out there. It's like when people come back at me And then they make all these stupid comments, like they just looked up stats and just threw them out there. Okay. And they're like, this guy clearly is no ball. And I've gotten over the you don't know ball guy.
Yeah, but if you know ball, then you don't care what they say. So stop worrying about it.
Well, we're talking specifically about my anger at Randy Vasquez being removed from the game yesterday when he was. And I'm curious to hear what the roundtable said about it.
All right, well, we're going to get into that right now.
Okay, let's go.
We're going to get into that right now because that was a roundtable discussion today. Although, I will tell you right off the top, the discussion did not have a lot to do with whether or not Mike Shildt should have taken Vasquez out.
Okay.
Almost everybody agrees that the Padres had a plan, the game.
It's
for
clear.
Better or for worse, they had a plan. And their plan yesterday, which I am sure was determined well before Randy Vasquez even got to the ballpark.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
The plan was that he would face the Dodgers the first time through the lineup, and then he would come out of the game. So, since they made that plan, I don't think anybody can be really critical of it. That's what they chose to do yesterday. They were hoping that Vasquez would keep them in the game for four or five innings. He did his job. And then they said, we're going to go to a battle of bullpens, and we think ours is better than yours. And it wasn't. So they lost the ball game. They did not lose the ball game because they had a bad plan. They lost the game because the plan they had didn't work. So I'm not here to discuss whether they should have taken him out, should have kept him in. But I think we can take this a step further. And in this regard, Scraby, I think you might feel a little bit more, just a little bit more, a little better about your thoughts.
Okay.
To me, the bigger picture here is, do the Padres only consider Randy Vasquez a two times through the order pitcher forevermore?
Okay.
Have they already decided that he can't get anybody out the third time through? And from now on, is he just coming out of every game in the fourth or fifth inning? Or was this just because it was the Dodgers? And I think that's what we got to find out moving forward. His statistics say he's much worse the third time through the order.
Much worse.
Are the Padres going to stick with that moving forward? We're not going to know the answer for a while because his next start is against the Dodgers next week in L.A. And I'm assuming that they'll take him out after two times through the order next week as well. Look, if they took him out yesterday, they're going to take him out the next time because yesterday was about as well as he has pitched, and they still took him out. My question is, when do they commit to Randy Vasquez going forward and say, we believe in you more than just the first two times through the order? Because I think they sent a message to him yesterday that may be a little difficult for him to shake.
I agree with that.
And this is where,
unless he has been told by the team and he is aware of it and he knows it.
I'm sure he's been told it, but if he's been told it, that drives home the point even further. We don't think you can get anybody out the third time through the order. We're taking you out. How does Randy Vasquez ever get past that? Or do the Padres just finish up the season with a four-inning starting pitcher in their rotation?
Could be, I guess.
I don't know.
I think that's
the bigger question here. And does Randy Vasquez mentally get to the point where he feels, you know what, they trust me, I can go six, I can go seven. Because if he couldn't go six yesterday, he can almost never go six. Because you've said it correctly. He was on point all day except for one pitch, and I don't think any pitcher should ever be taken out of a game for one pitch.
That sends a worse message to me than anything.
Right.
I was looking through arguments because I knew this was going to come up today.
Okay.
And so I looked at Randy Vasquez's game log, and here are his number of innings pitched for the last. I'll just keep going down the list.
Okay.
From yesterday down, 4 2/3, 4 2/3, 3 1/3, and then in May, 6 1/3, 4 2/3, 6, 6, 5. So they have let him pitch.
Yeah.
deeper into games, but the most recently, he's ever gone is 6 1/3, yeah. And not recently. The last three or four starts,
he has not made the fifth inning in any of them. So I think that's the bigger question here. Because what came up on the roundtable is, hey, do you think we should, if we could get a friendly deal, should we sign Randy Vasquez long term? After all, we have a lot of free agents on the staff. Do you like Randy Vasquez? Well, I don't, if they don't want to let him ever pitch past the fourth inning. Seems silly to me. And if you don't believe in Vasquez to get through the fifth inning, why do you believe in Kolek? Why do you believe in Ryan Burgert? My guess is you don't. And if that's the case, now 60% of your rotation is not pitching more than 4 or 5 innings. And that's going to destroy your bullpen.
And Mike Schilt said the other day that his bullpen has been taxed in so many words. And he said we need more length out of the starters. But you are responsible, Mike Schilt, for taking the starter out of the game. So you're putting more innings on the bullpen when you have a guy like Randy Vasquez who's looking good. You're putting your bullpen in there in the sixth inning.
Yeah. Did he really?
Fifth inning, I'm sorry.
Let's be honest. He did not need to come out of that game in any way, shape, or form yesterday. They chose to take him out. Now my question is, what are they doing with him moving forward? And again, we won't find out next week because I can bet you anything that he will not see Shohei Ohtani for a third time at Dodger Stadium.
I'm going to be that's really interesting. I'm going to be looking forward to seeing what happens.
All right. That's the first of the major items that's left over, and since we missed our first time, I can get this in real quick. The second one is this, and it was Woodsy who brought this up. Ben asked the question, what is the deal with having Luis Camposano still on the team?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Woodsy was the first person that I've heard say this. Is this another petty competition? What he meant by that is it possible that Mike Schilt just really hates Luis Camposano to the point where he is not going to let him play? But if that's true, and it looks like it is, he hasn't played for a month, and I want to get into his at-bat the other night in that one at-bat he had.
Against Kike,
because Braden brought this point up, and it was another good point. But if Mike Schilt really doesn't like Camposano, and it's pretty clear he doesn't, then is A.J. Preller forcing Camposano to be on the roster? And that is where we have had this happen with the Padres before.
Was it Alfaro?
Alfaro. We've had others. Guys that were on the roster that the manager didn't really want. I'm not saying that is happening now, but I'm saying it explains a lot. Because if Mike Schilt has gone to AJ and said, I can't use Camposano, I don't feel comfortable with him, AJ's response should be, well, let me find somebody in our system that you can use. Because you shouldn't be going out there a man short every single night.
No.
You just shouldn't. And when somebody says, well, maybe they don't have any better than Camposano, maybe, but you could find the fastest guy in your rookie league and call him up for Camposano and at least have another pinch runner. So you could find something. So what is really going on there? Why is Camposano on this team, or why is he not being used? What is happening? I hope it doesn't blow up somewhere.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Matt Carpenter thing where we were all asking that question.
Matt Carpenter was on the roster for weeks and weeks
and months,
and they didn't want to use him.
No.
And now here we are with a similar situation. I think Woods was fair to bring it up.
It's definitely something I haven't really thought about.
All right. A couple of more things on Camposano and the rest of sports on this Thursday. When we come back, Gwen and Chris.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Underway. If they win, they tie the Dodgers for first place in the West. Both teams would have identical records. If the Giants win this game, they'd both be 41-28. They would both be two games up on the Padres. And while the Padres go to Arizona, the Giants get ready tomorrow to host the Dodgers. So those two will be going head-to-head over the weekend.
Did the schedule makers just decide one day, the second week in June is going to be NL West week?
Right. Finally, these teams can play each other. By the way, Giants are ahead, 7-5, bottom of the seventh inning in Denver. All right. Here's what Braden brought up. Having to do with Campusano finally being summoned to hit the other night. Remember, he hadn't played at all since the end of last month. I think it was 2 weeks or almost 2 weeks since he even saw the light of day. He did come up to pinch hit the other night, but it was against Kike Hernandez. And Braden said he found that to be almost more embarrassing to Campusano
than
just leave him on the bench in the first place.
I was thinking that, like, hey, we don't have any at-bats for you, but you can have an at-bat against Kike.
Yeah, we'll give you an at-bat against a position player. Anyway, I don't think Mike Schilt was thinking that. I think he was probably thinking, well, let me get this guy in there. But to the rest of us, it kind of smacks of, we know you hate this guy, and you've proven it by only giving him a chance to play. Now, look, Campusano doesn't deserve a lot of playing time. We should throw this in there. He's 0-for-14, although he has walked 6 times. So he's been on base 30% of the time. So he doesn't deserve a whole lot of time. My point, and I think everybody else on the panel's point, was you cannot afford to just waste a roster spot on a guy that the manager will not play. And it seems to be, and this is where Woodsy came in, seems to be, it indicates a bit of a disconnect between the person putting the roster together and the person responsible for using that roster. If they were together, Campusano wouldn't be here. Somebody else would, anybody that they could use. And I could see it for a couple of days, but 2 weeks? That's not smart. That's just not smart.
Maybe
that's
they don't think
that's not what's doing best for your team or your organization.
Maybe they just don't think that AAA is the best place for him. Maybe
I don't really care what's best for him. What I care about is what's best for the Padres.
But
best for the Padres is not having a roster spot that's not being used at all. That's not best for the Padres. I don't see how you can even argue that.
I would say, I definitely think that Tirso or Nellis could be someone that they could give a shot to. I mean,
I don't really care who's in left field. If they don't think he's ready, if they don't think this guy's ready, if they don't think that guy's ready, if they can come up with excuses for a lot of things, you can't tell me that a pinch runner wouldn't be better than a dead roster spot. Just can't.
I guess it's not really a dead roster spot.
Pretty dead.
It's pretty dead, but not really a dead roster. All
right. Those are a couple things that we talked about. You'll hear a whole bunch more about that if you listen to the roundtable between 5 and 6. Couple of things on the game last night. I talked about it earlier. Oklahoma City's greatness was not really on display here. Indiana dominates the fourth quarter, and they take a 2-1 series lead. Here's the thing that I keep seeing that is driving me crazy. I'm sure there's a few NBA people out there, maybe some who are just kind of watching the series because it's the finals. But this Shai Gilgeous-Alexander guy pushes off every single time.
Well, that
every single time. He gets the ball. He drives toward the basket. He shoves the defender away with his offhand, and then he's wide open to make a jumper. I don't know why they don't ever call a foul, but they don't, so he's okay to get away with it. I just don't care for it. I don't care for it. You've got to give the defender some chance to guard a guy, and I don't think you can just allow him to shove the defender away before every shot he takes. And it is every shot he takes, because I watched for it the entire second half last night, and every shot he took, he did that.
The NBA has a problem with this.
I don't understand that.
The NBA has a problem with this, and this is one of the reasons that I have not really tuned into it, is because the NBA just... they don't call traveling. They don't call fouls that are fouls. But then when LeBron complains, they give him like 25 free throws.
Yeah, a lot of people might say, well, he's the MVP, so he deserves it. No, he doesn't. If he's that good, make him get a shot without pushing the defender away. That drives me crazy.
Has he been doing it all season?
I don't watch Oklahoma City. You know,
I'm assuming
I've been watching
him
lately. And I've been, you know, keyed in on SGA because he's the league MVP. I want to see what this guy does. Well, I can tell you what he does. He pushes off before every shot he takes. And he also disappeared last night with one field goal and no assists in the fourth quarter when Indiana was running away with the game. SGA, that is not an MVP performance. Sorry, it's not.
You really don't like him for some reason.
I don't dislike him personally.
I know.
Like
that's not
really
what I'm talking about.
Guy.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I think
about.
He's, you know, good for basketball. He's not in any trouble. But I don't find him to be of MVP caliber.
Who would you have named MVP of the NBA this year?
Jokic, probably.
Really? Again?
Probably. Yeah.
He got his coach fired.
They stupidly fired their coach. I'm not going to make him be credited for that.
Keeping It Real says, how about moving screens, Chris?
How about, what, calling some of them?
Yeah, because they do move the screens like crazy.
Yeah, well, yeah, but they do call some. They don't ever call SGA for pushing off. I haven't seen it called yet.
Well, now I'm going to have to look for it.
Watch for it, and you watch how much separation he gets before he goes up for a shot. The defender is usually backpedaling 2 or 3 feet while he's rising up to shoot.
So
he pushes off.
So why wouldn't the opposing coach ever say, hey, watch for him to push off on every single play?
I have a problem with it.
Is there a no push off?
Look, you almost can't blame him for it. It's not a foul unless they call it.
Exactly.
So he's getting away with what they're letting him get away with.
I understand, though. It's annoying.
All right. When we come back, I've been saving these things, and I'm going to give them to you when we return. I got two things, the only two things that matter with the Padres moving forward, the only two. I'll tell you what they are when Gwen and Chris return.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Former winner of the U.S. Open here at Torrey Pines, making a little move here on the back nine, 2 under, and judging by his last approach shot, I think on the 14th hole, Scrape, he's about to be 3 under. J.J. Spahn, the Aztec, is the leader in the clubhouse at 4 under par. Sungjae Im is still on the course, went to 5 under, and now has fallen back to 4 under. We'll keep you up to date. There's a lot of big names that are plus a lot, and we'll get to that. Also keep you up to date on this Giants-Rockies 7-5 Gigantes top of the eighth. Giants trying to move into a tie for first place with the Dodgers.
Ooh, Rockies attendance looks a little
paltry finally.
Yeah, finally.
I don't think it matters. I don't even think the owner cares. Woody Page, who's the great writer.
Yeah, Denver Post.
He's a retired writer, but still keeps a very close eye on the Denver sports scene. In a tweet last week, said that Dick Monfort has not spoken publicly since March. Hasn't said a word about what has happened and is happening historically bad to his team.
Do you think that he needs to?
Would you, you wouldn't?
Not if I'm Dick Monfort and I do not care.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm asking you, though. You would care.
Yes.
And if your product was this bad, you would beg a little forgiveness from your fan base.
Absolutely.
And say, hey, we're working on it, we hate it too, blah, blah, blah. He hasn't spoken.
I mean, he has a fan base that doesn't care that his team is bad.
Apparently not.
It's a wild situation.
Yes, it is. All right, here we go. We already talked about, you know, Vasquez. We talked about Campusano. We had long discussions yesterday about whether Manny should have swung. We've had conversations about this, that, and the other thing. And whether or not, you know, Darvish will ever come back, and where's Michael King, and who's going to get the job done, and the catchers don't hit, and I don't know. How many more hundreds of topics have come up this season, right? And how many hundreds more will come up? But I'm here to tell you, there's only two things going forward that matter. There's only two. And before I tell you what the two things are, let's understand that so far, what we're getting from the Padres is about what we should have expected in most areas. There's a few things that are a little better, few things that are a little worse, but ultimately, the fact is, they're 9 games over .500. They are in a wild card spot. If the season were to end today, they are 2.5 games clear of the Cardinals right now. And I think somewhat fortunately, they're only 2 games out of first place because the Dodgers haven't run away and hid. The Padres could use a little bit more power overall. I keep talking about the 3-run homer. I'll say what, Scraby? I won't talk about that anymore. I'll just talk about the homer in general. The Padres currently rank ahead of only 3 teams in baseball in terms of number of home runs hit. This is the day and age of the home run. Padres need to find some power somewhere, somehow. They have 57 homers. Just by comparison, the Dodgers have 105. I don't see how you're supposed to beat that team when those things are happening. But
limit home runs when you're playing them.
Okay, don't give them any, right?
Yeah.
Well, they got one yesterday, and it was the game. But that, again, is still not where we're going. They've got some injuries, but I think the pitching has been as advertised. Really good in general overall, with a few hiccups here and there. ERA is 3.44. We're way up there in the league there. Bullpen overall has been one of the best in baseball. Hitting has been spotty on the other side. We have not scored as many runs as we like. But I think the Padres are about where they are, except for two things. And here are the two things that absolutely, positively must change, and they must change soon if the Padres are going to ultimately get where they want to go. These are the only two things that matter. It's not Xander Bogaerts. Xander Bogaerts, for better or worse, in most of your minds worse, Xander Bogaerts is about where I think he's just going to be now.
This is him.
He's a 250 hitter with
640 OPS.
With less than 50 RBIs. He is stealing a base or two for you,
he's
playing solid defense, good enough.
Yep.
That's Bogaerts. It's not changing, and you're not trading him, and you're not releasing him. So that isn't what this is. It's also not Jake Cronenworth. I've come to the realization that Jake is about what he is as well. I mean, this is about the third straight year. He's got 4 homers. He'll be lucky to get 50 RBIs. He hits .237, doesn't do much against lefties. This is Jake Cronenworth. We love him a lot more than we love Bogaerts, so we're not nearly as hard on him.
True.
The catchers, Maldonado and Diaz, are going to do what they do, which is hit about .190 and give you a home run once a month. That's what they've done. That's what they're going to do. Here's what you absolutely have to have. Number one, you got to get Jackson Merrill out of this slump. Jackson Merrill bats cleanup. Am I correct?
Yes, he does.
Right behind Manny Machado.
Yes.
The reason I know this without even talking to Manny, I know the reason he swung 3-0 yesterday is because he felt
Jackson
right
wasn't going to get the job done.
He had to do something.
Yeah.
Merrill has been struggling. It would have been lefty on lefty. And Manny expanded the strike zone and swung at a strike that wasn't really much of a hitter's pitch. But I believe, had Jackson Merrill been doing what he normally does, Manny would have waited for a better pitch. Jackson Merrill, since coming back on May 6th, homered on May 7th. In the 1 month and 5 days since then, he's hit one home run. This is your cleanup hitter. He's hit one. He was hitting .467 on May 12th. I know that wasn't possible to keep up. I get that. But since then, a whole month, May 12th, today's June 12th, he's hitting .210. Jackson Merrill, in the last 27 games, again a month, has exactly two multiple RBI games. And both of them were just two RBIs. If you're going to go anywhere, Jackson Merrill has to pick it back up. I think he can. I think he very possibly will. But if you want to know what matters right now, Jackson Merrill getting it back matters big time.
Well,
he's the cleanup hitter. He has to start performing at least somewhat like that.
And the team came into the year banking on him being one of the better hitters of the team.
It's an absolute necessity if they are going to go anywhere. And don't tell me, well, let's just take him out of the cleanup spot, because please tell me a better option. We don't have one. I just gave you the rest of the guys. None of them are cleanup hitters either. Jackson Merrill's got to go.
So
got to get going. I don't mean got to go. That's not what I meant.
What
obviously.
If you swap Manny and Jackson?
And then
I
what?
Guess you're going righty, lefty, lefty, righty.
And then what? Jackson's coming up in the third hole with guys on base. He's got to start driving some of them in.
Or do you think that he needs to go back to where he was last year just to kind of find things, like sixth or seventh?
I can't, because I have no replacement. If I take him out of fourth, I create a bigger problem by putting someone else there. That's number one.
Now, let me stop you right there. Are you saying that Merrill, because he is the cleanup hitter, that is the problem? If he was hitting sixth or seventh, would that still be one of your...
The reason I believe Jackson Merrill turning it is huge and imperative is because he's capable of way more than what he's doing.
Yes, he is.
And for a month and a half, he's been nowhere near what he's capable doing. The other guys I mentioned earlier, I don't think they're capable of a whole lot more. So I'm not going to wait for it.
Yeah.
Jackson Merrill, way more capable.
Yes.
Now that I've told you one thing that is absolutely imperative moving forward, you should be able to guess the second thing.
It's Fernando.
It is absolutely Fernando Tatis
Jr. I think Fernando's number one of those two.
Well, I gave it to you in reverse order.
Oh, I
started
didn't know that.
With two. Sorry. This is number one. Here's Fernando.
I don't know how numbers work.
Here's Fernando. First of all, for the season, and this includes everything he did in April.
Yeah.
For the season, he's currently 78 points lower than his career OPS. So just off the top, we know he's capable of better. Number two, and this is really dragging on now, May 1st was a long time ago.
Yeah.
He is hitting .188 in that span. And he doesn't lead the world in walks. He gets some, but he's not exactly, you know, Max Muncy or...
he's taking more walks now.
He's taking some, but .188, that can't continue. He has 10 extra base hits in the last 36 games. Tells me he's getting one double every four games. Not enough. The last 4 weeks, Scraby, like that's before I went to Denver on my little trip.
Yes.
4 weeks was before Braden left for Europe. 4 weeks is a long time ago.
I was still 39 4 weeks
that's
ago.
That's right, you were still younger.
Yeah.
Fernando Tatis Jr. in 4 weeks has two RBIs. And both of those were on solo homers where he drove himself in.
Now, how much is that because he's a leadoff hitter?
A lot of it.
Okay.
We already know that the bottom
of the
order...
he's not hitting as a leadoff hitter, right. So that's but part
all,
of it, too.
We all know the bottom of the order is really almost automatic out times three. But Fernando... But again, the bottom of the order is going to be the bottom of the order. This is what these guys are going to do. Fernando cannot keep doing this. It is 100% imperative. And I will add one last thing on Fernando's stat line. That's important. He's a right-handed hitter who should obliterate lefties. He's hitting 197 against lefties. And if he can't hit lefties, who's going to do it? Merrill, Sheets, Cronenworth, Wade, Hayward, they're all lefties. You can't expect much from them consistently. Don't let me forget Arise, another lefty. Yeah. So if Fernando's not doing it, who's going to? The only righties left are Manny and Bogarts, and we know we're not getting it from Bogarts. Manny has been doing it, but as we saw this week, a one-man team cannot carry you where you need to go.
No, but if Manny hasn't been doing what he's been doing this year, this team is below 500.
I don't even want to think about it. You're absolutely right. If Manny wasn't doing what he was doing right now, they would be 10 games back.
Yeah.
The only difference is they'd be like six back in the wild card also.
I think it is time to switch up the lineup a little bit. I just don't know how to go about it. And I know that Mike Schilt said maybe last week that he's not ready to do that yet. But how much of a sample size do you need before you're ready to do something like that?
Well, first of all, you always try things. The problem that Schilt has is that by potentially fixing one problem, he opens up two more.
True.
Because if he takes Fernando out of leadoff, the only other even real possibility is Arise, and we keep talking about it, but he's not a great leadoff hitter.
I mean, he's not hitting. Well, he's hitting. He's not hitting to his standards.
278 is not enough,
especially
with no walks and no ability to steal a base. And if you take Merrill out of fourth, who's there? And I know somebody might say, well, how about Sheets? Against a right-handed pitcher, I might give it to you. Against a left-handed pitcher, frankly, Sheets should not be in there. He is another one of the automatic outs when left-handed pitchers are on the mound. But I've already gotten more than I could ever expect or want from Sheets. The two things that are going to matter going forward are Tatis and Merrill. It's on those two guys. They've got to pick it back up. And I'll tell you another thing. If we're sitting here in a week and a half and both guys have picked it up, I bet you anything the Padres are on a roll.
Yep.
Because those two guys can change it.
What I do think is something that we need to kind of pay attention to as well is this team is still winning somehow.
Yes.
I know that they're under 500 in this stretch of a long stretch.
Well, they're 7-6 in the first 13 games.
Oh, so they're over 500.
Well, the first 13 games they went 7-6. They're off today. Now they'll play 13 more. You're 100% right.
I mean, they're winning somehow throughout all of these problems.
I know, but I don't know that it can continue, because I don't know that Manny can just be asked to carry it for the rest of the year. At some point,
hear me
the
out.
Guys who should be helping are going to have to help.
Hear me out.
I will.
Let's change the lineup.
Change the lineup.
Let's.
What do you want to do?
Everybody's going to hate me for this one.
What do you got?
Xander Bogaerts leading off. And the reason I say Xander Bogaerts leading off is because he does walk.
He's stolen 13 bases.
And he's not going to clog up the bases.
His on-base percentage is better than Arise's.
So
that's something.
Xander Bogaerts gets on base.
I'm not agreeing with you, but I'm at
least
trying
to
support your claim.
I know you're not agreeing with me. I'm not even agreeing with myself.
I know. I'm trying to support your claim because most people would say
that's crazy.
That's out number one. Go ahead. Who's what's
you
next?
You know what? And those people that say that, not wrong. Not wrong. But he does get on base, and he can't steal bases as well.
Okay,
Arise can't do that.
Lead him off.
And then I'm going to go with Arise because he's got nowhere else in this lineup to hit.
Okay.
And then I'm putting Manny at three. I'm going to keep him there. And then I'm putting Fernando at the cleanup spot. Even though Fernando has not been great, I want to put him at the cleanup spot so that if...
So they can scare people into giving Manny more to hit.
Maybe. I mean, I don't really... I'm not thinking that deep into this whole thing. But maybe Fernando down in the lineup a little bit will give him a little bit of a break from the leadoff spot. And then you put Merrill in the sixth or seventh spot. I'll say put him at the sixth spot. Put Sheets at the fifth spot.
Okay.
Seventh would be Jake Cronenworth. And then the rest of it's the same. But you've got to figure out how to get the front, the first part of the lineup going, the leadoff spot, and you got to figure out how to get six through nine going.
You're not going to get six through nine going because those guys can't go anywhere. They just can't. You're getting, this is Jake. This is Lockridge. This is Elias Diaz. This is what these guys are. You're not going to all of a sudden start blowing people out with the bottom three in your lineup. And this is why I said yesterday, hard as it is for me to come to terms with it, the Dodgers are better because from five to nine, they have guys that can hit. We don't.
You know, that stuck with me all night last night, Chris.
I apologize for that.
It stuck with me because you're right. You're right. Tommy Edman hitting eighth, I believe. That's a good eight hitter.
Pretty good. Haesung Kim sitting over 400.
I'm ready for him to come back to Earth at some point.
But Edmund, Max Muncy, Andy Pajes.
Andy Pajes is really good.
They're at the bottom of their order. We don't have that.
At least the Padres don't have the embarrassment of riches that the Dodgers do. And Dodgers are kind of keeping up, you know? They're setting the pace a little bit, but they're not way out front.
No, we appreciate the fact that they haven't run away from us. And the other thing that you brought up that we should appreciate before we get, you know, completely upset is the fact that the Padres are still finding some ways to win, and that is a really good sign, and that's what good teams do. Despite all of these issues that we have now talked an hour about, still gone 7-6 against a pretty good run of schedule, and they're still only two games behind.
See, ultimately, I know that people are worried about everything else, but ultimately, the standings are the only thing. I don't know why my voice just cracked. The standings, Chris, are the only thing that matter. And somehow, the Padres are putting up W's more often than L's.
Break time. Daily Gambit. Boy, that's a sore subject with me. We'll tell you about that when we come back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.